Most Kilkenny supporters opted not to travel to Páirc Uí yesterday afternoon. Perhaps they felt that the reigning All-Ireland and National League champions Limerick would pose too big an obstacle for the Cats. But more than likely it was because getting in and out of the Cork Stadium is very challenging at the best of times. After the torturous weather conditions which Kilkenny had to endure in Waterford last weekend, the players and mentors would have been delighted to play on the pristine pitch in Páirc Uí. Kilkenny like a fast surface, and that is what they were presented with in Cork yesterday. It is 2019 since Limerick last suffered a loss in a knockout game, ironically against Kilkenny. Since then they have been the dominant hurling team around, but yesterday was a big chance for Kilkenny to get a boost prior to the commencement of the upcoming Leinster Senior Hurling Championship. Kilkenny's prospects looked anything but good after 4 minutes of yesterday's game. Dermot Burns pointed a free from midfield after 2.5 minutes, while 1 minute later Aaron Gillan had the ball in the Kilkenny net, after he got hold of the slitter when it was dropped by a Kilkenny defender. Impressive wing-back Cathal O'Neill landed a point from play in the next attack after a crossfield pass from Tom Morrissey. 4 minutes in, and with the champions 1-2 to no score ahead, Kilkenny, playing with the breeze, looked in a bit of bother. A pointed free from TJ Reid after Owen Cody had been fouled got Kilkenny off the mark, and they took a firm grip on the game from that moment. Straight from the Limerick puck out, Jordan Malai won aerial possession. His quick delivery into Owen Cody saw the Shamrocks Ballyhale attacker gain possession round his marker Alan Costello, and his shot to the net past Nicky Quaid. Billy Ryan tagged on a point almost immediately to tie the game at 1-2 each on 10 minutes. The excitement from the small Kilkenny following had barely died down when Luke Hogan grabbed the second goal for the Cats after Owen Cody's shot had been parried by Nicky Quaid. Adrian Munna landed a point 1 minute later, and now Kilkenny were in control. After a couple of misses, Aaron Gillan pointed a Limerick free, but the Kilkenny defence was now on top. Kilkenny's confidence was sky high, and we saw TJ Reid going for goal from a close-in free on 17 minutes, which was saved. Limerick then moved the ball quickly up the field, with Aaron Gillan pointing. Adrian Mullen added a point for Kilkenny in the 19th minute to push the margin out to 3 points. The one Limerick player who was on top of his game for most of yesterday's encounter was Cathal O'Neill, and he grabbed his second point in the 23rd minute when he moved up from the fence to collect a crossfield pass to score. Aside from short puckouts, Kilkenny mainly opted for the long ball and diagonally across the field as necessary. On the 38th minute mark, Kilkenny scored a third goal. TJ Reid found himself isolated with Alan Costello on the edge of the Limerick square, and when Paddy Deegan landed the ball in between Reid and Costello, there was only ever going to be one winner of that delivery. The ball was brilliantly caught by Reid, who buried it into the back of the Limerick net. 1 minute later, Reid had moved out the field, and when he gained possession he spotted Killian Buckley free, and the Dixborough band popped the ball over the bar. Aaron Gillan pointed for the Shannon Siders 1 minute into first half injury time, and when referee James Owen blew the half time whistle, Kilkenny led by 7 points, 3-6 to 1-5. There was a bit more urgency about Limerick early in the second half, with Donegh O'Dalig and sub David Reedy pointing to reduce the margin to 5 points. In between those two Limerick points, Kilkenny lost Owen Cody to a second yellow card, and the team now had to adjust to playing with 14 players. The absence of the Shamrocks Ballyhale attacker did not impact on Kilkenny's control of the game. Limerick injected a bit more urgency into the contest with Peter Casey, Donegh O'Dalig and Aaron Gillan pointing, but all the time TJ Reid was keeping Kilkenny ahead, pointing from play and place balls, as Limerick conceded far too many frees. Limerick were fortunate not to concede 2 further goals, as sub Owen Wall did brilliantly to win the ball on both occasions, only for the slitter to be saved or go agonisingly wide. Derek Ling and his fellow selectors had the luxury of being able to rest a few players in the closing quarter, but by that stage Limerick appeared to have waved goodbye to the National League holders tag. Billy Drennan took over the free-taking duties from TJ Reid and landed 3 points. Tom Morrissey and David Reedy landed late points for Limerick, with Martin Keown finishing the scoring with a Kilkenny point to see the Cats comfortably ahead by 8 points at the finish. After a poor start, Kilkenny were excellent and showed a far greater desire for victory than Limerick. The Shannon Siders were poor and played with little energy and enthusiasm. John Kiley said that it was close to the worst performance he had seen from his team since he took charge of the side. He was adamant, though, that he wanted Limerick to reach the league final, but conceded that Kilkenny were the better side. To be honest, I never thought that the Limerick players looked seriously interested in winning yesterday's game. True, they were missing some key players, but so too were Kilkenny. Peter Casey's late red card means he will miss the opening round in the Munster Championship between Limerick and Clare. This victory is just a confidence builder that Kilkenny needed going forward, firstly into the league final and secondly into the Leinster Senior Hurling Championship. Derek King knows that there is plenty of room for improvement, but for now, a victory over Limerick in a knockout game is the ideal fillip for this Kilkenny side.